Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. It's still Thursday, the 23rd of September 2010, and I'm still Simon. This is still my audio boo. It's 6:15 in the evening, and I'm driving home. I've just spent the last 4 hours, basically, on the M1. Tried to go to a meeting, and I got a message saying the meeting's been cancelled. So I turned around and then I found out that no, it's not been cancelled. It's just been rearranged to a different meeting room. And so then I turned around again, and then I believe there was an accident on the junction 12 of the M1, and basically it took about 3.5 hours to queue my way up to junction 12, where I could finally get off and turn around and come back. So I think it must have been junction 10, and then it was all blocked all the way. Couldn't get off at 11 because I was in the right-hand lane, which was contra-flow, so I couldn't actually get off at junction 11, and had to queue all the way up to junction 12. So not fun, but at least I've been able to listen to my Audio Boo buddies, and I am very much enjoying Audio Boo. A lot of boos coming through, far too many to respond to individually, so thank you everyone. I've been listening to all of them and very much enjoying them. I'm also listening to Documentally, who's a very prolific audio booer. So if anybody else wants a few more boos to listen to, then subscribe to Documentally. It's like documentary. But instead of the R, it's two L's. But yeah, he's good. I couldn't resist but responding to Rob Allen of Acrobat fame, who's the last boo I've listened to, and he's talking about iPhone headsets and how many he's been through. And I've talked about that in a boo a few weeks ago, but that was probably before I met Acrobat, so I wasn't able to give him the same advice. He's not heard the same advice that I've given to Andy about this. I've had a couple of pairs of Sennheiser IP50s, whatever they're called, the iPhone ones, which I really liked, but I just found them to be too fragile. I like the iPhone ones, but again, they were too fragile. I've had two sets of those, the genuine Apple iPhone ones. And I've had a few others that were equally sort of, that were designed for the iPhone, but didn't last long either. But I've ended up with these ones that I'm using now. They're called Ultimate Ears MetroFi 170VI. Now, any headset that's named after my favourite text editor is going to be a good bet, really. I'll include a picture of them as in the album, in the show notes. What is it called? No, the album art for this audio boo, so that people can spot the packaging. And I hope that I remembered the name correctly. But obviously, you can see the image. I can't see the image because I'm recording an audio boo. But I found these to be very, very well wearing. They've lasted me a long time. The sound quality is good, and they come in a nice little hard pouch, which can be useful if you want to stick them in your pocket. But they're also hard wearing enough to just stick it in your pocket with it plugged in and carry on talking like I'm doing now. They've just been very, very good wearing, and they're nice in-ear ones. They noise isolating. I can't recommend them highly enough. So Acrobat, if you do find yourself in need of a new set, then leave the Sennheisers. Go for the Ultimate Ears MetroFi 170VI. I got them in the Apple Store, and they cost £30. So they're cheaper than the Sennheisers. And I found them very good. So thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.